弟兄姊妹们平安。我非常谢谢 Aaron 把这两首诗歌摆在一起。因为我们在这里赞美这位伟大的神。你们又让我们看见这位神是我们可以亲近的神。正像诗歌说，主啊，我的心渴慕你，如鹿渴慕溪水。当我们每一次带着爱，带着需要来到这位伟大的神面前，没有一个人会怎么来怎么回去的。神要在这里亲自向我们显现，他要亲自对我们说话。不管我们多么软弱，多么失败，不管我们身上有多少的难处压得我们喘不过气来，当我们真被带到宝座面前的时候，当我们真看见我们所侍奉所敬拜的是万王之王万主之主，我相信所有的乌云都要散去，所有的捆绑要从我们身上脱去，所有仇敌在我们身上的控告在这里没有办法立足，因为这位伟大的神爱我们爱到一个地步，他把他自己的生命都为我们舍在十字架上，每一滴的血是为了我们的罪而流出来的。所以当我们来到神面前，我们真是要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。我们不是参加一个 routine 的礼拜天的聚会而已，每一次要来我们心就充满着喜乐，我们要来遇见神。
Every time we come with great joy to know that we're going to come and meet God.
今天也是年轻的孩子在这里，我非常高兴哈。
Today again is a combined meeting. A lot of young people are here today.
你看我们天天花多少的时间到电脑上去朝拜这个世界的王。
And we spend so much time every day to go on the computers to worship the king of this world.
几乎这是全世界共同的问题，就是大家变成滑动族了。
The problem that is for the entire world that we are all.
每天在滑滑滑，不知道滑到哪里去了。
We're sliding on the screen, and we're sliding on the screen. We don't know where we're sliding to.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果拿我们花在世界上的时间1%放到神的面前，我们今天都不一样了。
If we take 1% of the time that we spend for this world on God, we will all be different.
我们拿爱世界的心的1%弄在神的身上，我们也不一样了。
We take 1% of our heart that loves the world, and we place it on God. We know we will be different.
这位伟大的神永远是我的主，我的神。
This great God is forever my God and my King.
这位伟大的神永远是不肯丢弃我们，永远爱我们的神。
And this great God is forever the God that will never let us go and forever love us.
天地万物都在改变。
And heaven and earth is changing.
只有耶稣基督昨日今日直到永远不改变。
But Jesus Christ only is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
他对我们的爱，他对我们的呼召，他在我们身上伟大的计划从来不改变。
His love, his call, and his wonderful plan for us in our lives has never changed.
我们要赞美他啊！
然
后感谢神，这个给我们有机会啊，稍微休息了一段时间。
I want to thank God has given us some time that we can come to rest.
前一阵子到台湾、到香港啊，也在美国很多的地方，我们去参观了很去不是参观啊，去参加了不同很多不同的聚会。
We had some time to go to Taiwan, to Hong Kong, and many places in the States to visit.
我带着一个受教的心去接受帮助，去跟别人学习。
With a very teachable heart to come and learn from the various aspects of the ministry that are out there.
然后我们在各地看到很多很爱主的，很感动我们的见证和教会。
Now we sing a lot of churches that truly love the Lord, the wonderful testimony for the Lord that really moved us.
但是我们也可以看得到神在我们中间也有很多的恩典。
And we at the same time seeing the tremendous amount of grace.That God has given to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主快要回来。
Sister, our Lord is returning.
也许不久，我们至少我们要去见他。
And perhaps not much longer, we're going to go see him.
圣经上告诉我们，每一个人都要去跟主交账的。
Scripture says that every single one of us has an account that we need to go settle with our Lord.
每 一个家每一个教会也都要去向主交账的
Every family, every church has an account that needs to be settled with the Lord
当神还把我们摆在一起的时候
While the Lord still put us together
希望我们在爱的里面在基督在圣灵里面我们把所有的力量是加起来的
We pray that in the love of the Lord and Jesus Christ and the Spirit of the Lord that we gather our strength together as well
这次在台湾这个虽然被他们当牲畜养了一段时间
And though we were raised in Taiwan as a pet
livestock
哎呀
那个有人讲成被当畜生养是牲畜哈
we were raised as livestock kind
of 因为你们知道前一阵子台湾发现最严重的一个问题就是这个油是弄饲料油做的
and there was a big problem a news that was spreading in Taiwan that the food that were being prepared was using oil that was used to feed livestock
所以我们吃的牛排啊我没有天天吃牛排好我们吃的牛排啊面包啊 7-11 的这些关东煮啊 everything 通通都是饲料油做的
so all the food that we've been consuming while we're in Taiwan were made from this product that was originally intended to feed livestock
但是神却用另外一件事情非常安慰我们让我跟于师母都非常喜
But God used something else to really comfort us and really great, brought us great joy.
因为我从小在台湾长大，在我离开台湾之前，台湾的基督徒的比率也只有1%多而已，不到2%。
So when I was growing up in Taiwan, the percentage of the population that were Christians was only about 1%, not quite 2%.
那是一个偶像充斥的地方。
It's a place that is very filled of idols.
生活的享受让人的心麻痹啊。
The enjoyment of life has numbed and dulled the hearts of men.
但是我们这次回去光台北市，我们走之前听到他们的报告，13%的基督徒了。
So we heard the news when we left Taipei that 13% of the population of Taiwan are Christians now.
不是光听到这个我们高兴，因为我们在走之前去了这么多教会，就发现哎呀，教会一直都在增长，很多年轻人涌进教会。
It is not just hearing this news.And we rejoice, but the churches that we attended, we saw a lot of young people flooding into the God's house.
我们甚至参加一个教会，他们的青年聚会，为了庆祝几十周年，到了5000个人。
And we came to this one church where they were celebrating how many years?
60 years.
60 years anniversary. There were 5,000 young people that got together to celebrate.
我们在看到地铁的出口啊，马路上常常有人站在那里发福音单张，或是在那里为了慈善的事情募款。
And we see the street corners. We see a lot of people who are just passing out tracts and collecting funds for the good works.
在地铁上面早晨在读圣经。
And we see that they're on the subway that people would be doing scripture reading.
那另外一个数字就是台湾几十年来，教会小于50个人的是占大多数，至少超过2/3。教会的人数不到50个人。
For decades, the churches that were in Taiwan did not have attendees that were more than 50 people. This is probably 2/3 of the churches in Taiwan.
现在已经不到30%的教会是这么小的教会了，就表示这个成长是全面的，不是只有 mega church 在成长。
30% of the churches in Taiwan are still in that state where the attendees are less than 50 people.
那弟兄姊妹，我们希望的不光是外面的成长。
Predominantly, all churches are growing. We pray that it's not just an outward growth.
我们希望我们跟主的关系能够不住的成长。
We pray that our relationship with God is continually to grow.
我们属灵的生命能够不住的成长。
Our spiritual life is continuing to grow.
这么多年，我在这里说，神所要的到底是什么
？And all these years, I've been asking this one question: What exactly does God want?
换句话说，到底我们生活里面为什么有这么多各式各样不同的遭遇
？So in our lives, why do we have so many encounters and circumstances?
到底这些遭遇临到我们是为了什么
？All these things came into our life. What is the purpose?
神为了借着这一切的环境，要来改变我们跟他之间的关系啊
！That through all of these circumstances, God wants to transform our relationship with Him.
神借着这一切的遭遇是要来改变我们的生命。
When all these encounterings with that God wants to change our life.
所以神容许我们经过难处。
So God allows us to go through difficulties.
神容许我们经过挫折。
And allows us to go through conflicts.
甚至神容许我们经过软弱和失败。
And even failures and weaknesses.
都为了要来改变我们。
All for the purpose that we may be changed.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们的眼睛都看到外面的环境
，So brothers and sisters, if our eyes only focus on the outward circumstances,
我们埋怨我们的遭遇
，and we just complain about the things that we go
through, 我们被压在我们的遭遇底下
，and we feel that we're oppressed under the circumstances.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常是白白受苦
，and brothers and sisters, we suffered in vain.
神借着每一个环境，就是要来改变我们。
God used all of these circumstances to change us.
当我们的生命被改变的时候
，and when our lives are being transformed,
当我们跟神的关系被改变的时候
，when our relationship with God is being changed,
就算外在的环境没有改变，我们都得胜了。
Even the outward circumstances do not change, we are overcomers.
我们都活过来了哈。
We are alive.
而且今天早上跟弟兄姊妹交通一个很重要的题目。
So this morning I want to share a very important topic with brothers and sisters.
那不光是我们最近这一年的这个主题。
Not only is the theme for this entire year,
算是一个打结
but we come to a conclusion of the theme that we've been talking about.
也是我们最近读以弗所书的一个打结
and also a conclusion of the book of Ephesians that we've been studying.
星期五你们想终于打结了，没想到今天我再打一次。
This Friday you thought, oh, we already concluded, but this morning I'm going to do it again.
我想大家花了好几个月读以弗所书。
We spent many months studying the book of Ephesians.
前面三章讲到神的启示。
And the very first three chapters talks about the revelations of God.
讲到那属天的启示
and this heavenly revelation,
让我们看见神永远的旨意
and we see the eternal purpose and will of God,
看见神伟大的救恩
and we see the wonderful salvation of God.
然后后面的三章就讲到我们在生活里面的落实
and the last three chapters we see how we actualize these things.
我们说到再高的意象再高的启示一定要从最平凡的生活里面来落实的
we say that even the greatest revelations that we see it needs to be actualized in the most ordinary things in life.
再多再丰富的救恩一定要在经历里面来支取它，来经历它。
No matter how rich, how abundant the salvation, we need to lay hold of it and experience it in our lives.
所以以弗所书的后三章把它带到了我们现实的生活里面。
So the last three chapters of Ephesians have brought it to the every aspect of our daily living.
带到教会里面。
Into our church.
带到家庭、夫妻、父母亲跟孩子之间。
Into our families between husband and wives, parents and their children.
带到职场上，我们跟工作上的关系。
In our workplaces.
也把我们带到这个属灵的征战里面去。
And then brought us into the realm of a spiritual battle.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天早上我交通的信息全部用以弗所书啊。
So brothers and sisters, this morning I will come and share from the aspect of Ephesians.
其实这个题目讲到在基督里的一。
And we want to talk about the oneness that is in Christ.
或者 oneness 或者 the unity in Christ.
Or the oneness or the unity that is in Christ.
在以弗所书有一个词一再的出现，叫做在基督里。
And this term that repeatedly appeared in the book of Ephesians is in Christ.
在基督里面，神把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给我们。
All the heavenly blessings has been given to us in Christ.
在基督里，我们跟神合一。
In Christ, we are made one with God.
在基督里面，我们被称为他的儿女。
In Christ, we are called the children of God.
在基督里面，神把一切所有的都给我们。
In Christ, God has given us everything.
那今天我们要讲到一件非常重要的事情。
So this morning we're going to come and touch upon something that's very important.
在基督里的一啊。
And the oneness or the unity that is in Christ.
作为一个打结。
And again, come to the conclusion of this book.
这件事情太重要了。其实我也挣扎很久，哈，这么久没有跟你们交通，应该今天交通一点温柔的啦，亲切的啦。
And I struggle quite a bit that I haven't spent any much time with you. I want to be more gentle and more caring this morning.
但是这件事情太重要了，而且又来到总结的地方，所以我觉得还是讲最重要的事情。
But this topic is so important. We come to the conclusion of this book, and I feel that we need to emphasize on this.
我相信我们如果真被这个东西抓住的话，一样可以帮助我们在很多的难处里面，我们得到帮助的。
And I trust that we get the thrust of this message, that even in the midst of difficulties, we will get help.
还从很多的错误里面被神释放拯救出来。
And from a lot of errors that we are in, God will release us from it.
也能够帮助我们脱离很多不必要的痛苦。
And help us.To escape a lot of sufferings that we don't need to go.
我们先看今天的背诵经文。
So let's look at the memory scripture for this morning.
当我看到这个有背诵经文有奖品的时候，我就觉得很 guilty 哈，很内疚。
And I feel kind of bad when I see that the competition included the memorization verses for this
year. 因为别人给你们的背诵经文可能都短短的一节，我今天给你们四节。
And everybody's probably just given you a single verse, but today I've given you four verses.
但是我星期五在 newcomer 的时候。 候得到了很大的鼓励。
But in the newcomers group this past Friday, I was greatly encouraged.
我听说有好几个人在背整卷的以弗所书。
I heard many people are actually trying to memorize the entire book of Ephesians.
听说我们中间还有一位六十多岁的老姊妹已经从第一节背到最后一节，全部没有错。
And I heard that there's an elderly sister in our midst, over 60 years of age, she's memorized the entire book for us already.
现在任何人65岁以下的请举手。
Everyone who is under the age of 65, would you please raise your hand?
没有借口 ，OK？
Okay, we don't have any excuses then.
我们现在来看第七节到第十节。
Look at verse 7 through verse 10.
我们中文英文自己同时来读。我们借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧、聪明、充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。那这个 NIV 的 version 最后一句话是天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，他讲到 to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ 或是 in Christ.
That's the version in NIV.
好，对不起，我还在等他翻译。那请看 这几节的圣经啊。
These verses that we just read.
我们先看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
在这里告诉我们，我们的神是一个赐恩典的神。
A God is a God who supplies an abundance of grace.
他不仅仅把恩典愿意赐给我们。
Not only has lavished his grace on us.
他几乎是想尽办法硬塞给我们。
But he thinks of all ways and all manners to stuff it into our lives.
他用诸般的智慧聪明，要充充足足的给我们。
And in all wisdom and all prudence that we may receive it in abundance.
那这样子的恩典。
And such a grace.
第一面最根基的一个表现就在第七节。
And the most foundational point is revealed in verse 7.
就是让我们承受他伟大的救恩。
That we may experience the great redemption that he has for us.
借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，让我们过犯得以赦免。
That through his blood, the blood of the beloved, and the forgiveness of sins.
今天我们能坐在这里，全是因为他的救赎。
And we're sitting here today because of his redemptive power.
没有耶稣的宝血，没有一个人有资格坐在这里。也不需要坐在这里。
Unless by the blood of Christ, no one can sit here, and no one has a right to sit here.
所以这个恩典的发表，第一件事情就叫我们有份于他伟大的救恩。
And the expression of this grace, first foremost, is that we are partakers of the salvation.
第二方面就是从第九节开始。
And secondly, it starts with verse 9.
叫我们有份于他永远的旨意。
That we may be partakers of an eternal purpose and the will of God.
在这里他说叫我们能够照着他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
According to his good pleasure, that we may understand the mystery of his will.
你愿不愿意知道神心中的奥秘是什么？
Do you desire to understand the mystery of God's will?
你看苹果每次做一个新的 iPhone 都要那么躲躲藏藏放到黑房子里面。
The Apple company, every time they start developing their new phone, they're hiding, they're keeping it very secretive.
对不起哈，姚洋或是这个你们在 Apple 的，流行的几个月，大家又想要新的。
I apologize to those who are working for Apple here, but you know the phone is popular for a couple of months, and then we want the new model.
但是在这里有一个奥秘是神心中的奥秘。
But here there's a mystery that is in the will and the purpose and the very heart
of God. 这个是神永远的旨意啊。
It's an eternal will and purpose of God.
他愿意让我们知道。
That he desires that we would know it.
就是有一天他要 bring unity.
That one day he would bring unity.
To all things.
To all things,
不管是天上的地上的都要叫我们在基督里同归于一。
Whether those are things in heaven or on earth, that we may be one in Christ.
如果你去读圣经，你知道神整个旨意的中心是在一个人身上。
And you know God's eternal purpose is on this one person.
那不是说在这里计划一、计划二、计划三、计划四，神的旨意就是一个人。
It's not the first, second, and third points of his plan, but his entire plan is on this one person.
就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
It is his son, Jesus Christ.
除他以外，他没有祝福给我们。
Apart from him, he has no other blessing.
除他以外，他对万有没有兴趣。
Apart from him, he has no other interest in the creation.
他要叫他的儿子充满万有。
That his son would fill all.
他要叫所有受造的都要在基督里面同归于一。
That all would come into the unity in Christ.
任何东西只要离开基督没有价值。
Anything that is outside of Christ has no worth or value in God's eyes.
不管这一生我们成就有多少。
It doesn't matter how much we accomplish in this life.
使徒行传十七章告诉我们，他已经设立了一个人。
Acts chapter 17 says that he has established one man.
他要 照着他按着公义审判天下。
That according to him, by his standard, he will judge the world.
也就是斯派克弟兄说的 measure by Christ.
Our brother Spock says the term measured by Christ.
神只衡量只有一个标准，就是他的儿子。
God has but one measure, and that is his son.
神的祝福只有一个 channel, 就是他的儿子。
God's blessing but has only one channel, that is his son.
神的祝福的内容只有一个，就是他的儿子。
The blessing of his content is but one, is his son.
不光是个人的耶稣基督。
Not only the Jesus Christ for us individually,
也是在团体的耶稣基督身上
but corporately the Christ Jesus,
就是指的教会
speaking of the church.
所以我们说教会的意象讲到基督和教会不是随便说的
So we talk about this vision for our church, that Christ and his church, we do not use these terms casually.
所以到了以弗所书第三章这个历代以来所隐藏在那创造万物者心中的奥秘。
So when we come to chapter 3, when we talk about this mystery that's been hidden throughout the ages, that's in the heart of the Creator.
在神心中有一个奥秘已经藏了 for ages 了。
This mystery that's been hidden for ages, that's in the heart of God.
要在这个时代要借着教会把它显出来。
But in this generation through the church, it is to be revealed.
教会只有一个成分就是耶稣基督。
The church is only to have one content, that is Jesus Christ.
夏娃怎样是从亚当身上取出来的。
Just as Eve was taken out of the body of Adam.
今天教会也只有一个成分就是基督。
So the church has only but one content and one substance.
所有不是基督的，你不要叫它教会。
Everything that is not of Christ, do not call it the church.
所以今天我们的侍奉，我们的追求，我们在世上做工作。
So our pursuit, our services, everything we do in life, our secular world.
我们建立家庭，我们养孩子。
When we raise our family, when we raise our children.
在我们一切所拥有、一切所经历的里面。
And everything that we possess and everything that we've experienced.
我们只要离开了基督，它失去了永恒的价值。
The moment we leave Christ, it has lost its purpose.
你顶多在地上充其量快快乐乐过一生就是了。
And maybe you'll live a happy life in this world.
但是我们在神的眼中毫无价值。
But in the sight of God, it has no worth.
因为有一天有火要发现，要来验收我们这一生的果效。
Because one day fire is going to try everything of this life.
很多人一烧全部烧光，仅止得救而已。
And when this fire comes and examines the things we've done.We are merely saved, and everything's consumed.
但是所有在基督里的经历都被保留。
But everything and every experience that is in Christ is kept.
像诗篇十六篇说的，我所得的，你为我持守啊。
Psalm 16 says that everything that I've laid hold of, you're the one who is kept.
弟兄姊妹，任何东西不是基督、不在基督里的，被拆就让它被拆吧。
Brothers, I will say to you that anything that is not in Christ and God takes away, let it be taken away.
被神打碎、被神拿走，就让它拿走吧。
If God breaks it and God demands Let him do it.
宁可让我们今生就醒悟过来，追求那永恒的。
But rather we come to our senses in this life that we would pursue the things that are eternal.
再说，神是赐恩典的神。
Again, I say God is the God of grace.
他要把他丰富的恩典用诸般的智慧、聪明，充充足足的赐给我们。
In the fullness of His grace, He wants to give it to us in all wisdom and prudence that we may have it in full.
叫我们有份于这么伟大的救恩。
That we may be partakers of such a great salvation.
叫我们有份于他永远的旨意这两件事情。
We may be partaker of his eternal purpose. These
他的旨意就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
And his purpose, I say again, is Jesus Christ, his son.
所以有一天他要把万有都在基督里面同归于一。
And therefore, one day he's going to bring into unity all things in Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们讲 unity of Christ 是一件太大的事情。
And today when we talk about the unity in Christ, it is a great thing.
不要只是讲成人跟人之间要和睦相处不要有难处，不要。闹不愉快。
We're not simply talking about the harmony that we have with one another between us, that we do not have any discomforts.
这件事情是跟神永远的旨意发生关系。
But this thing has something to do with an eternal purpose.
在这里讲到神所要得到的一到底是什么
What is this oneness that God desires?
我在这里讲三件最重要的事情。
And I'm going to focus on three things.
神所要得到的一，第一件事情，我们跟神之间的。
Foremost is the unity between us and God.
第二件事情讲到丈夫和妻子之间的。
Secondly, between husbands and wives.
因为他特别预表了基督和教会之间的。
Because it is a representation, a type of the Christ and the church.
在地上没有一个关系能够像丈夫与妻子能够这样子来表达基督和教会的。
There's no other relationship that's in the world that can represents the relationship that the church has with Christ.
第三件事情讲到基督的身体。
Thirdly, we're going to come to talk about the body of Christ.
上个礼拜五当我们讲总结的时候。
Last Friday, when we talked about the conclusion,
讲到教会和基督之间的关系。
We talked about the relationship between the church and Christ.
第一个我们是他的身体，教会是基督的身体。
Foremost, the church is the body of Christ.
说到我们和他之间在生命里面那绝对的一的关系。
It talks about this absolute unity between and the essence of life.
第二个讲到教会是基督的心腹。
And secondly, that we are the bride of Christ.
讲到是教会是基督的心爱在爱里面的关系。
That talks about the fact that the church is the love, the beloved of Christ, and the relationship of love.
第三个讲到我们和基督和教会之间在见证里的关系。
And thirdly, it talks about the relationship that we have in the aspect of testimony.
旧约用圣殿，新约用圣城来表达。
The Old Testament used the temple, the New Testament uses a brand new city.
所以启示录讲到圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降的时候，就讲到是羔羊的妻。
As the Revelation talks about this new city, the New Jerusalem that descended from heaven above as like the bride of Christ.
城里面每一个宝石都是在这里彰显基督的荣耀。
And every stone in this new city is to represent, to give glory unto the beauty of Christ.
那我们在这里看见神所要得到的一。
And so here, when we look at the unity that God desires,
第一件事情讲到我们和神。
One,between us and God.
所以经文很多，我只列了以弗所书二章十三节到十六节。
There are many verses, but I only listed this one particular area.
十三节说到，我们从前这远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得清净了。
And verse 13 says that we were once far off, but we've been brought near by the blood of Jesus Christ.
因为他使我们和睦。
Because he himself is our peace.
英文翻译说他是我们的和睦。
And again, in the English translation, it's very clear. It says that he is our peace.
这个和睦让我们不仅跟人之间以色列人跟外邦人之间和睦了。
This peace not only brought about a peace between one another, between the Gentiles and the Jews.
他拆毁了所有中间隔断的墙。
He's broken down every middle wall of separation.
借着耶稣的身体废掉了冤仇。
And he has abolished through his flesh the enmity that is between us.
把那种所有能够破坏 unity 的东西全部毁掉。
And everything that could destroy the unity that is in Christ has been abolished.
让以色列人跟外邦人可以合而为一。
That the Jews and the Gentiles can now beUnited as one.
让所有远离神的罪人可以来亲近神。
But those who are far off, who are sinners, can now draw near to God.
所以十六节我们一起来读。既然在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了。弟兄姊妹，我们要知道耶稣基督的宝血不光是洗净我们的罪啊。
So we need to know that the precious blood of Jesus Christ not only cleanses of our sins.
他的身体为我们裂开。
But his body was broken.
让至圣所的幔子从下到下，从上到下裂为两半。
As the veil that was in the holies of holies was torn in two from top to bottom.
这是在历史上发生的事情。
Something happened in history.
当耶稣死了的时候。
The moment when Jesus died.
当他身体为我们裂开来的时候。
When his body was torn for us.
圣殿十五尺高，这么高的幔子从上到下劈为两半。
And this veil that was torn from top to bottom into two.
通往至圣所的路为我们开了。
There's a way that has now been opened into the holies of holies.
我们这些被定罪的罪人，连自己都可能不能饶恕自己的罪人，可以坦然无惧地来到神面前。
We who are sinners that's been condemned, even sometimes we don't forgive ourselves, we can come boldness before the presence of God.
我们可以来亲近他。
We can draw near to him.
弟兄姊妹，今天仇敌在我们身上最大的一个工作。
But it's the greatest work that the enemy has in our life.
就是来破坏所有义的根基，就是我们跟神之间的关系。
To ruin the foundation.Of this unity is our relationship with God.
如果我们跟神之间没有真正的安息，没有真正的和好的话，
if we do not have true peace with God, we are not reconciled with God.
你跟人不可能和好的。
There's no way you can have peace with man.
你不可能跟事情和好的。
You cannot have peace with things.
你整个人会活在不满足的里面。
Your whole person is live in dissatisfaction.
因为我们跟神的之间关系出了问题。
Because we have a problem with our relationship with God.
仇敌一直要破坏的就是切断我们跟神之间的关系。
But what the enemy wants to do again and again is to sever our relationship with God.
十八个弟兄说，仇敌一直要做的一件事情，他最怕的一件事情就是地跟天真实的连接。
And Brother Spock tells us the one thing that the enemy fears the most, the one thing he wants to destroy is the connection between heaven and earth.
仇敌最怕的就是人跟神之间真实的和好。
What the fear within the heart of the enemy is true reconciliation between man and God.
不管你外面讲多少，你做多少。
It doesn't matter how much you say, how much you do on the outside.
不管你得到多少，你成就多少。
It doesn't matter how much you possess and how much you have accomplished.
那仇敌从来不在乎这些。
The enemy doesn't care about a thing.
仇敌只在乎我们跟神之间的关系。
He only cares about your relationship with God.
只要这个切断了。
If he severs this.
只要枝子离开葡萄树了。
As long as the branch has been severed from from the vine.
枯干是必然的结果。
Withering it has to be its end result.
不仅不能结果子，要丢到火里烧了。
Not only does it not no longer produce fruit, but its only end is material for the fire.
弟兄姊妹，离开神，我们里面一定枯干了。
So brothers, when we are severed from God, we will have dryness within us.
离开神，我们里面没有生命的供应，像枝子离开葡萄树。
We are withered away as if there is no life within us anymore.
我们不可能享受生命的丰富的。
We can no longer enjoy the fullness of life.
更不要说我们能够结出果子来。
Not to say that we no longer can bear fruit.
所以仇敌一直要破坏我们跟神之间的关系。
So what the enemy is doing continually is to damage and ruin that relationship.
让我们的生命不仅仅软弱。
Not only do we fall into weakness in our lives.
让我们整个生命的情形落到枯干，落到无用。
But our life has come to the point where it is withering away. It is useless.
所以主耶稣说，离了我，你们不能做什么。
So therefore Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
但是保罗在腓立比书第四章十三节告诉我们，我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
But Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, by him who strengthened me, I can do all things.
你看到两个对比了没有？
You see the great contrast between these two.
一个 I can do nothing.
One, you cannot do a thing.
一个 I can do all things.
And again, I can do all things.
关键就在于我们跟神的关系。
The criticality all rests upon our relationship with God.
关键在于我们跟基督的关系到底是什么？
What is our relationship with Christ?
弟兄姊妹，让我暂停一下，我想问问我们自己，也都问自己，到底今天，到底在现在，我跟我的主的关系到底是什么？
Brothers and sisters, I want to pause for a little bit, for a moment. I want to ask everyone, what exactly is our relationship, your relationship with God at this very moment?
我何等希望我们都脱离我们外面的敬拜 和聚会而已。
And I pray that we would depart from just the outward worship and the outward gatherings.
我们真正在心灵和真实的里面来到我们的神面前。
But in spirit and in truth, we come before our God.
所有被破坏的，所有的间隔，今天就让主来解决它。
That all of the separations, everything that has been rendered broken, let the Lord deal with it today.
离了他，我们什么都不能做。
Apart from him, we cannot do a thing.
在他里面，我们可以凡事都能做。
But in him, we can do all things.
同样的，诗篇十六篇第四节告诉我们，我们用别的来替代了他，我们的愁苦必然加增了。
And Psalm 16 tells us that we replace him with other things, our sorrows will increase.
当我们跟神的关系不正常的时候，你发现我们一定愁苦的。
And if our relationship is not right with God, you'll find the sorrow enters in our life.
我们只是追求外面的快乐，我们没有从里面出来永留的喜乐。
We pursue outward happiness, but there is no eternal joy that overflows from within.
因为我们里面跟神的关系出了问题。
But again, because the relationship is damaged between us and God.
只有当我们跟神的关系对的时候。
Only when our relationship is right with God.
不仅我们心再也不动摇。
Not only do our hearts no longer move.
环境不能够来摇动我们。
No longer, and circumstances can no longer shake us or move us.
诗篇告诉我们，因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身安然居住。
Tells us that my heart rejoices, and because my soul can.And live and dwell at peace.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个极大的对比啊。
This is a great contrast.
所以仇敌一直要破坏我们跟神之间的一。
And so you see that the enemy is trying to ruin and destroy this unity that we have with God.
当我们跟神的一出了问题的时候。
And again, when the problem occurs between our unity.
我们跟所有的人事物都会出问题的。
We will have problems with all people and all things.
所以上百年以前，弟兄们讲了一句话。Peace with God, peace with man, peace with everything.
And centuries ago, this was the Brethren's movement. They said, peace with God, peace with man, and peace with everything.
当你第一个 peace 失去的时候，跟神的 peace 失去的时候，底下全部出问题。
And these Brethren knew that when they have a problem with peace with God, then everything else below it would have a problem.
但是我们感谢神，耶稣基督不光2000年前为我们成就了和平。
And we thank God, not only 2000 years ago, Jesus Christ has become our peace.
哦，这个救恩是直到永远的。
But the salvation is to everlasting.
所以哥林多后书第三章十六节到十八节说到我们的心几时归向神帕子几时就除去了
2 Corinthians tells us whenever we turn to the Lord the veil is taken away
anytime you can make a U-turn to God
I say again anytime you can make a U-turn to God
这些年间 这些日子我很多从前讲过的道都回来光照我帮助我提醒我
these days of rest the message that I've delivered they came back to me to encourage me to remind me
Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
任何时候你都可以回转向神。
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不需要大罪来拦阻我们跟神的关系。
Brothers, we do not need a great sin to come and block our relationship with God.
只要一个薄薄的幔子就可以把我们遮蔽了。
A thin veil can separate us with God.
假如我现在找一个人来啊。
For example, I bring somebody here.
我把他的眼睛用布蒙起来。
I cover his eyes with a piece of cloth.
然后我拿笔在他脸上写个字。来羞辱他
and I write something on his face to shame him.
他完全看不到
and he cannot see what's going on.
他不知道他被羞辱什么，所有人都看了都笑了。
He doesn't know how he's being humiliated, but everybody who watches him will laugh.
我可能骂他笨蛋。
Maybe I call him an idiot.
我可能写险恶。
And maybe I reveal the evil.
我可能写虚假。
And maybe I put the word falsehood.
我给他写肤浅。
And I put shallow.
那他自己都不知道我写什么。
He doesn't know what I've written.
但弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，我们的心几时归向主？
Brothers, the scripture tells us whenever we turn to the Lord,
帕子几时就除去了。
That veil is taken away.
那帕子除去的时候，
and when the veil is taken away,
我们跟神之间所有的隔绝就被除去了。
All of our separation is taken away from God.
他接下来就说，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。你发现你自由了。
And then it tells us wherever the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We find that we are free.
你灵里面有说不出来的喜乐和释放，因为基督释放了我们。
The unspeakable joy begins to overflow.Because Christ has set us free.
因为隔绝被除去了。
Because that separation has been removed.
然后这个遮蔽被除去的时候。
And when this veil is taken away.
他到了十八节，他就说我们众人可以敞着脸见着主的荣光。
Verse 18 says, with unveiled faces, we may behold the glory of the Lord.
好像从镜子里反照。
As if we're seeing from the reflection of a mirror.
这时候你就看到你自己了
And now you see yourself.
哎呀，你看到你自己了
Now you can see yourself.
你看到你自己在仇敌手下所受到的羞辱，他写的是什么
And you see the humiliation that the enemy has done in your life.
你能够靠着主的恩典把所有的羞辱除去
But by the grace of God, you can remove all those writings.
当帕子除去的时候
And when this veil is taken away,
不仅仅我们享受了他的同在
Not only do we enjoy the presence of God,
我们能够好像从镜子里反照
And as if seeing ourselves in a reflection from a mirror.
变成主的荣形，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
But that the glory of the Lord may be reflected through us from glory to glory, as it is formed from the Lord.
让我们做一件最简单的事。
And brothers and sisters, let's do the most simple thing.
我们伟大的救主把归回，把悔改，把它变得这么容易的一件事情。
Our Savior has made it so easy for us to repent and to turn back.
任何时候，我们只要转向他。
He says, whenever we turn to him,
他就转向我们。
He turns to us.
任何时候我们肯认自己的罪。
Anytime we're willing to confess of our sin,
他是信实是公义的。
He is faithful and just.
他要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
He will forgive us and remove from us all unrighteousness.
他永远不再纪念。
He will no longer remember.
当我们起誓归向他，转向他的时候。
And whenever we turn to him, whenever we return to him,
他就让这个遮蔽我们隔绝我们的帕子被除去了。
He will take away this veil that separates us from God.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是一个伟大的救恩。
Brothers, this is a great salvation.
底下我们讲到丈夫和妻子。
And then we come to the topic of husband and wives.
弟兄姊妹，在所有人际关系里面。
And again, in every relationship.
只有一个关系，神说是一个的。
There is only one relationship where God uses the term one.
就是丈夫和妻子。
Is that relationship between a husband and his wife?
因为在创世纪，在伊甸园里面，神让我们看见夫妻不再是两个人。
At the Garden of Eden, God showed us that husband and wife are no longer two individuals.
他们是从一变为二，从二再变为一。
They came out of one, and then from the two, they became one.
他们不是两个人结婚合在一起。
It's not that when they got married, they became together.
在神的眼中，婚姻永远是从一变成二，然后二合为一。
And marriage in God's eyes always started with one.Coming to two, and the two come into one.
夏娃是从亚当出来的。
Eve came out of Adam.
然后又归于亚当，二人成为一体。
And was returned back to Adam, that the two is now made into one flesh.
因为他们原本就是一。
Because originally they were one.
那你说，哎呀，我的婚姻是爸爸妈妈帮我们介绍的。
And you said, well, my marriage was arranged.
我们的婚姻是我25岁才发生的，怎么可能呢？
My marriage took place when I was 25. How could this have happened?
马太福音告诉我们，神所配合的人的手不可以分开。
Matthew tells us that what God has put together, do not let man put asunder.
从我们的经历里面，我们是后来才碰到他的。
Yes, in our experience, I came to know my wife later.
在神主宰的权柄里面，我们相信神所配合的。
But in the sovereignty of God, we trust of what He's doing.
从一变为二，而二要合为一。
He started from one, and there's two individuals.
所以保罗写到这个的时候，他说丈夫要爱妻子。
And so when Paul came to this particular aspect, he says, husbands, love your wives.
如同基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Just as the, Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
这里我摘录29节到32节，他说：“从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正如基督待教会一样，因为我们是他身上的肢体。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。”但我是指的基督和教会说的。
Ephesians chapter 5 verses 29 through 32.
好，所以我们今天讲婚姻，常常就是讲到两情相悦，从此王子公主过幸福快乐的日子。
And when we talk about marriage, oftentimes we say, oh, two individuals, they met each other and they live happily ever after.
快乐就在一起，不快乐就咬牙切齿，或是换一个。
And if they're happy, they'll be together. If they're not happy, then they either suffer through it or they'll.Find another one.
弟兄姊妹，这绝对不是神的心意。
Brothers, I will tell you, this is not the heart of God.
婚姻的确神是要祝福的。
Yes, God will bless the unity.
神对婚姻的意念永远是正面的。
And God's thoughts toward marriage is always positive.
所以神造万有的时候，看所造的都是好的。
So when God created everything, He said it is good.
但是造了男人以后，神却唯一一次说的。不好，就是那人独居不好。
And when God created man, God said it's not good. It's not good for him to be alone.
所以神把夏娃造出来以后。
And so when God created Eve.
你知道神造夏娃的时候为什么要叫亚当睡着吗？
Do you know why when God created Eve, God needed Adam to fall asleep?
不是上麻药。
And it's not anesthesia.
神可以让他不痛的。
God can make it so that he doesn't have any pain.
神在为你预备另外一半的时候，神不要你插嘴。
And when God's preparing the other half, God doesn't want your involvement or your advice.
神有绝对的主权。
God has the absolute sovereignty.
那不像有一个神的仆人说，他说神，你为什么不在我姊妹身上造一个 button？ 我一按他就可以闭嘴的呢。
So there was a brother that asked the Lord, Lord, how come you didn't create a button on my wife that if I press the button, she could just be quiet?
神要我们决定相信他造。的确是要为了要祝福我们。
God wants us to trust that whatever He's created, whatever He's ordained, is for the purpose of a blessing.
那人独居不好，所以神造一个配偶是要帮助他的。
So God said, "It's not good for that man to be alone. I will create for him a helper."
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，But dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们看到的婚姻不是这个样子。
Today, many of the marriages we see is not this way.
神对婚姻的意念是正面的，是要叫人祝福的。
God's mindset toward marriage is something positive that would bring about blessing into our lives.
但是今天的家庭生活，夫妻尤其是夫妻，丈夫跟妻子之间的关系受到了。前所未有的破坏。
And we see that today in this age, that in the family structure, the relationship of a husband and a wife has been damaged and damaged.
因为罪恶进来了。
Because sin has entered in.
罪一进来。
The moment sin enters in.
所有的合一就破坏了。
All of the unity has been ruined.
所以你发现在伊甸园到了第三章人夫妻之间就出问题了。
So you discover that in chapter 3, in the book of Genesis, in the Garden of Eden, the relationship now is under harm.
埋怨指责出现在他们中间。
The complaint and blame begin.To emerge.
痛苦、劳苦、愁烦、汗流满面，这些事情发生在他们的中间。
Hurt, pain, suffering, and laboring. Now these things are now begin to emerge in the lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要知道在神建立的婚姻里面
，You need to understand when God created marriage.
神是要叫夫妻蒙福的。
God wanted this couple, this unit, to be blessed.
但要能够真正承受这个祝福，我们一定要经过一个过程。
But to truly be blessed, there's a process that we need to go through.
就是两个人合而为一，就是这个 unity.
That the two become one, this unity that we're talking about.
两个要合为唯一，只有一条路。
And for the two to become one, there's only but one way.
就是舍己。
And that is to deny yourself.
就是要舍己。
Deny yourself.
所有的一定要舍己。
Every oneness that we're talking about begins, it has to start with denying ourselves.
没有十字架是不可能合一的。
If there's not the cross, there is no unity.
十字架就是除掉一切神所不要的。
The cross removes everything that God does not want.
十字架就是除掉一切会破坏一的东西。
The cross removes everything that will harm this unity.
你才可能真正的合在一起啊。
Then you can truly be one.
你看，像你要在一个很精细的木头上涂油漆的话
，I just like if you want to begin to paint or stain a very very fine wood
啊，或者在金属上涂这个油漆
，or to paint on a metallic part，
比如说钢琴或是车子。
Whether it be the piano or car,
你第一件事情就是要打磨，把所有的那种凹凸不平的那种掺杂渣滓，甚至头发都要除掉的。
The first thing you need to do is clean the surface. You need to sand the surfaces down and make sure the surface is without blemish.
你不信的话，你如果上面都还是灰尘，你就涂油漆的话，它就是点点点点点，像麻子脸一样。
If you don't believe me, go try it. If the surface is still dirty, you spray paint it or paint it, you'll have all sorts of blemish that will show up.
车子要涂油漆，头发还在上面涂上去，它都在那上面了。
And if you paint your car with the hair still on it.It will be there, and you'll see it.
所有挤的掺杂不除去，它不可能有真正的 harmony 的祥和，不可能有真正的unity.
All those elements of self, if it's not removed, there's no true unity that can occur.
所以人要离开父母与妻子联合。
So man needs to depart from his father and mother and be joined with his wife.
二人成为一体，这是一个很大的见证。
And the two become one.This is a great testimony.
他也讲到基督和教会的合一。
Yes, it talks about the unity between Christ and the church.
所以我们婚姻不光只是为了蒙福啊。
So our marriage is not just for the sake of us being blessed.
而且是为了荣耀神，见证神。
But for the purpose of glorifying God and testify for God.
这是在人生里面一个最特殊的角色，丈夫和妻子要见证基督和教会。
This is the most important role that we play in life. That the husband and the wife, your relationship needs to testify for Christ and the church.
当我们在这里。合一的时候
then when we are truly one,
教会才可能有合一的见证
and the church then can have the testimony of one.
神的祝福能够更多的临到我们
and the greater blessings of God can come to his church.
所以当你的车子坏掉的时候或是老旧的时候你就会换一辆
So when your car is broken down or if it's old, maybe you'll find a new one.
当我的腿受伤的时候我都已经不是我的假装你已经都70岁了用了70年的腿你不会说换一条腿
and when my leg has gotten old, For example, I come to the age of 70, I'm not going to say, okay, I'm just going to cut it off, put a new one on.
因为 they are one.
Because it is one.
好，所以这是我们一定要在这里看见的，好，丈夫和妻子，当我们有不和的时候。
This is something that we absolutely have to see. If there are disagreement between husband and wives.
你要看见神在我们身上有一个更深的工作，跟更大的祝福要临到我们。
You need to see that God has a greater work, a greater blessing that needs to come into your life.
不要把你的眼睛都看在对方的身上。
Do not always set the blame or your eyes on your spouse.
看在我们自己的身上。
But look at ourselves.
只有我们真正的舍己。
Only when we truly deny ourselves.
只有我们真正让基督来替代我们。
Only when we truly let Christ reign in us.
我们才可能有真正的一。
Can we truly attain?
要讲理由永远讲不完。
If you want to talk about reasons, you will not come to the end of it.
要讲受伤讲委屈永远讲不完。
If you want to talk about me being blamed or I'm being hurt, you'll never come to the end of it.
当我们都集中在一件事情上 deny myself.
But if we all come to the focus of denying myself,
你要发现这个婚姻里面真正的义要开始出现了。
You will discover this oneness and unity will appear.
真正的祝福要出现。
True blessings will come.
好，弟兄姊妹，神的荣耀要在你们的婚姻上能够被彰显出来。
And the glory of God will be seen in your relationship.
原谅我说哈，这个责任是在弟兄身上。
Forgive me for saying this, but brothers, this relationship, this responsibility falls on us.
希望下个礼拜我们中间弟兄不会少一半。
And next week, I pray that the brothers, you will continue to come.
你既然神立你做一家之主，你就要负这个责任。
If God has made you the head of your household, that you need to be responsible for this.
姊妹要全心的顺服来帮助他。
Sisters, in all of your hearts, submit to your husbands and help him.
怎么帮助他呢？你也要舍己。
How do you help him? You need to deny yourself.
所以这是神见证的。第三个是讲到教会。
And thirdly, we come to the aspect of the church.
因为我们刚读过以弗所书，我就不多说了，大家很熟的。
And because we just read Ephesians, I'm not going to focus elaborate too much because we're all familiar.
在这里第三章说到要用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合唯一的心。
Chapter 4, verse 3 says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace.
那个一已经在。我们要全力来保护它保守它
The point here is that that oneness is already here but we need to endeavor to keep it
十六节说到全身靠它联络的合适百节各按各职照着个体的功用彼此相助 便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Verse 16, from whom the whole body jointed and knitted together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working.
当我们讲到身体的 oneness 的时候
Verse 16, when we talk about oneness,
绝对不是只是在芝麻蒜皮的小事情人跟人之间的问题
We're not simply talking about problems or disagreement between individuals
那是基督的身体那个一是太荣耀太神圣了
But when we talk about the oneness of the body of Christ it is utmost holy to consider
在神的眼中重视到一个地步神说如果有人拆毁这殿神要拆毁它
It is so important in the sight of God God says if anyone destroys this temple I will destroy him
你知道因为神太在乎这个 harmony 这个 unity
Because God cares about the harmony and the unity in the church
所以当我们讲成全圣徒各尽其职
And when we talk about equipping the saints for the work of ministry
我说他什么叫成全
What does we mean by equipping or
fulfilling
就是我
们希望借着相处的时候我们能够增加对方属灵的价值
That when we interact with one another we actually increase the value of one another
我们能够扩大对方蒙福的度量
And we can help one another enlarge the capacity by which we may be blessed
这个叫做成全
And this is equipping
这次我跟于师母在台湾我们有机会去接触了一些就是原来是犯罪罪犯结果后来悔改信主的人
Pastor Nancy and myself we had an opportunity in Taiwan to meet some brothers and sisters who were criminals at one time in their life but now they repented and came to Christ
他们都是被 renew 被 reborn 的一般人那个见证都非常好、
These are a group of people that's been renewed they're reborn and they have wonderful testimonies
然后他们很多人都是黑社会的大头老大
Many one of them they were like leaders in the gang and in the underground world
那他们跟我们分享的时候
When they start sharing with us
他们说到很多人原来还没有那么坏进了监狱以后更坏
There's a lot of people they weren't that bad but once they went into jail they got worse
因为他们比我们还会彼此成全
Because they know how better than us how to equip one another
在里面大家那些犯罪的技巧彼此交换
The skill set of the criminal world has been exchanged among themselves
你买了偷东西偷太慢了他教你怎么开锁开快一点
And if you don't know how to break a lock very quickly they will teach you how to break it even quicker
弟兄姊妹我就觉得我们真惭愧神家在一起彼此不成全人家在监狱里面彼此成全
I feel so bad when I heard these testimonies that we're in the house of God we're not equipping each other but the criminals in jails they know very well how to equip one another
真希望神把我们摆在这个身体里面我们宝贝他
And I pray that as we're placed in the body of Christ that we treasure one another
所以保罗在腓立比书第二章一开始就说如果在基督里面有什么劝勉
Philippians chapter 2 Paul says if there are any consolations in Christ
在爱心里面有什么安慰
if there are any comfort of love
在圣灵里面有什么交通
of any fellowship of the Spirit,
心里面有什么慈悲怜悯
any affection and mercy.
他就说到我们要彼此交流
And then he talks about the fellowship with one another.
哎呀弟兄姊妹借着圣徒相交建筑一起成长
And through the fellowship with the saints and we grow together,
我们属灵的价值被增加
our spiritual worth and values now been increased.
我们蒙福的度量被增加
and our capacity to be blessed has been increased.
弟兄姊妹这是基督身体的义
This is the oneness in the body of Christ.
那我们知道神所要的一
And we know the oneness that God desires.
决定不离开基督的
And will never be apart from Christ.
不管是跟神之间的关系
Whether it's a relationship with God.
不管是夫妻之间的关系
Whether it's a relationship between husband and wife.
不管是在教会里面
Whether it's a relationship in the church.
神所要的一只有在基督耶稣里才得得着的
There's only oneness that God desires and it can only be obtained in Christ.
所以我们人跟人之间的相交离开了基督其实也是危险的
So I will tell you if our relationship is outside of Christ then it's also dangerous.
去年我们中间一个年长的姊妹去世她在我们年轻的时候我们同一个教会我们从他身上的交通得很多帮助。
Last year, one of the elderly sisters passed away. She was one of the sisters that really helped us as I was growing up in our church.
他说人与人之所有的人与人之间的关系一定要有基督在其中。
He says every relationship between man within inside the house of God must have Christ in the middle of it.
不然早晚都会出问题的。
Sooner or later, there's going to be a problem.
可能已经都出问题了。
Maybe there's a problem already.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们跟主之间的一，我们跟夫妻之间的一教会的一一定要基督在里面
So brothers this oneness between us and God between husband and wife and what we have in the church must be founded in Christ
而神所要的一
And again this oneness that God desires
是仇敌一心也全力 一直在破坏的一个。
It is the one thing that the enemy wholeheartedly wants to destroy.
我想我不用多花时间，我这里讲到，当仇敌来破坏这个一的时候。
And I don't want to spend too much time, but when the enemy comes to destroy this unity,
它产生了分裂。
He caused splits.
它产生了裂缝。
He caused separations.
它产生了破口。
He caused about leaks.
破口不要多，裂缝不要大。
We don't need a very big leak. We don't need to have a lot of gaps.
只要它存在。
As long as they exist.
再丰富的生命，再多的祝福都会漏掉的。
No matter how great the life, how abundant it is, it will be lost.
那这是我们每一个人都可以经历到的。
And I think every single one of us can testify to this.
你跟神的关系出问题，你跟夫妻之间出问题，跟教会出问题，你就发现你的生命祝福漏掉了。
And you have a problem with God, you have a problem with your spouse, you have a problem inside church, you discover sooner or later the blessings in your life, they're gone.
第二个产生隔阂。
And secondly, there's a separation.
当 unity, oneness 出问题的时候。
When unity and when there's oneness has a problem.
我们跟神之间
between us and God,
夫妻之间
between relationship
我们跟神和你们之间就产生了隔阂
and our relationship with one another as children of God, there is an obstructed
在关系跟交通上就产生了间隔
and our relationships and our fellowship, all of a sudden there's a wall
所以很多弟兄大气不吭的 isolation孤立
so a lot of brothers, we have the tendency of isolating ourselves,
就把自己关起来
and we close ourselves up,
这通通都说到一已经严重的被破坏了
and talks about this unity between you and your spouse has greatly been destroyed,
第三个就是痛苦
and thirdly, now suffering comes,
在我们的心灵见证上受到伤害
and our spirit and our testimony, they are under harm,
当一被破坏的时候
and when this unity is being destroyed,
这个双方一定心里面都痛苦的
both sides will hurt,
而 神的见证也被遭受到破坏。
And God's testimony is under suffering lost.
任何一个人失迷跟神出了问题，神都不得安息。
Anyone that is lost, God's heart is hurting.
任何夫妻出了问题，神的心都痛苦，他都不得安息。
Any couple that has a problem with unity, God is suffering lost.
任何教会出了问题，神的心都不得安息，他都痛苦。
Any church that is broken from unity,God's heart cannot come to rest.
弟兄姊妹，你放眼望去。
So, brothers and sisters, when you gaze,
就像我说的，今天的家庭遭受到空前所未有的被破坏。
And the family structure has come under an attack that's never been seen in time past.
今天教会也是一样。
And the church is the same.
多少的教会在分裂和痛苦的里面。
So many churches are in splits and in suffering, and experiencing those things.
这两天读金森伯拉的书，他说在美国每个月有1500个牧师离开了他们的牧场。
I was reading an article from Pastor Cimbala. He was talking about 1,500 pastors
each month quit their ministry.
Has quit their ministry and left from their service.
这个所有神学院出来投入服事工厂的80%的人，超不过五年全部打退堂鼓。
And all those who come out of seminary school, 80% of those who graduated when they enter into the field after 5 years, they left their ministry.
照理说，在神家是充满爱、充满光、充满生命、充满神同在的地方。
So the house of God is supposed to be a place that is filled with life, filled with life, light, and
什么东西造成这个现象呢？
What can cause this kind of condition?
弟兄姊妹，都是一被破坏了。
Brothers and sisters, it's because oneness is under attack.
所以我们讲到一的时候，一不光是 要去被保守的哈。
We say again, this unity, this oneness is not only to be kept.
你要当保护一样 保守好它，不要被破坏。
But you need to treasure and protect it as no harm needs to come to it.
它需要我们花功夫去追求的。
We need to pursue it.
这个追求就讲到要让十字架在我们身上来除掉我们这个人。
So in the process of pursuing this unity, we need to focus on the cross working in our lives.
对，追求借着十字架铲除我们这个老己。
So pursue the cross that our old self may be done away with.
保守借着圣灵来保守已经有的一。
Keep this unity by the might and the power of the Holy Spirit that is already there.
因为所有一的破坏都是从罪来的。
Because every destruction of unity comes from sin.
而雅各书告诉我们为什么会犯罪。
And James tells us why the sin comes.
是私欲怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪就生出死来。
Because lust has conceived, so sin is born.
所以这个私欲就讲到我们的己。
And this lust talks about ourselves.
所以弟兄姊妹，借着十字架，神要教我们舍己，不再是我。
And through the cross, that God wants us to deny ourselves, that we can say no longer I.
借着圣灵来保守我们，叫我们乃是基督，活在圣灵里。
That the Holy Spirit would keep us, that it is of Christ, that we may live in Christ.
上帝让我们看见人跟神和好的时候，所有的祝福都要临到。
That we may see that when we come into the unity in Christ, that all the blessing that God has will come.
不光有份于他伟大丰富的救恩。
Not only are we partaker of this wonderful, great redemptive work of His salvation.
让我们有份于他永远的旨意。
But we now may be partaker of His glorious, eternal purpose.
让我们所有的人际关系，所有人生的追求，甚至有一天整个万有都要在基督里同归于一。
That in all our relationship, everything that we pursue, everything in nature and creation will be brought into unity with Christ.
当义被重建跟恢复的时候，丈夫和妻子之间不再是天天吱吱嘎嘎了。
And when this unity is restored between husband and wife, no longer do you quarrel and argue every day.
我们要享受神设立婚姻、神 design 婚姻的时候的那个祝福的意念。
But we need begin to enjoy the very original purpose and the thought of God concerning marriage.
也让教会能够被逐渐成长，成为神借着圣灵所居住的所在。
And we pray that the church will grow and mature to a place where the Holy Spirit can truly dwell.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌，就是我们刚才说的：“主，我的心渴慕你，如鹿渴慕溪水。”
We'll sing it together, as a deer.
我想我们没有一件事情比今天恢复跟神的关系更重要。
And I want to say that there's nothing more important today than our relationship being restored with God.
这个不恢复，你们可以上来。如果这个不恢复的话，我们跟神之间没有真正的平安。
If this is not restored, there is no true peace between us and God.
这个如果没有恢复的话，丈夫跟妻子之间不可能有真正的合一。
If our relationship with God is not restored, there is no unity between husband and wife.
教会所有的建造都有一个破口，继续漏掉祝福。
And every building and every construction that continues with the work of ministry at church will leak out.
我希望我们不要管时间，不要有压力，我们来亲近神，直接面对我们的神。
I want to ask everybody just for a moment, please do not consider the passing of time, but spend this time and draw near to the Lord.
这位伟大的神
This great God.
当我们在这里唱 How great thou art, 何等伟大，何等伟大。
When we come sing, how great thou art, how great thou art.
他居然是一个乐意亲近我们的神。
But yet he is a God who desires and willing to draw near to us.
他说你们亲近我，我就必亲近你们。
So he says, whenever you draw near to me, I will draw near to you.
我们的心即时转向他，所有的帕子都要出去。
And whenever we turn to him, the veil is taken away.
我们敞着脸来见着他。
And with unveiled faces, we may come see him.
我们接受圣灵释放的灵在这里释放我们，主的灵叫我们自由。
We pray for the release of the anointing of the Holy Spirit that when He sets us free, that we shall truly be free. Let's sing together.
我们带着祷告的心唱。
With a prayerful heart, let's sing it together.
你要唱中文、唱英文都可以，我们就只唱第一节。
Again, Chinese or English doesn't matter. We'll just sing verse one.
来接
除了主耶稣，还有谁配得我们这样子爱他呢？
Apart from the Lord, who is worthy of our love?
除了主，还有谁这样子能够不丢弃我们呢？
Apart from the Lord, who would not forsake us like him?
诗人在这里说，我的灵要单单的降服于你。
And the psalmist says, my soul will rest and yield to you.
因为唯有你是我心所爱。
Because you alone.
耶稣，我们渴慕来敬拜你。今天早上不仅仅求你的宝血洗净我所有的罪，让我这远离神的人能够再来亲近神，让我这个跟你已经被隔绝多时的能够把所有的帕子除去，
我may be taken away.
里面常常觉得何等的孤单，何等的无力。许多的时候我们痛苦难当，没有盼望。主啊，今天早晨你再把我们都带回到你的面前。是的，离了你我们什么都不能做。
Yes, Lord, apart from you, we cannot do a thing.
离了你我们没有真实的喜乐和平安。
And apart from you, there is no true joy and peace.
离了你我们又活着没有真正的价值。
And apart from you, we have no sense of purpose in life.
我们谢谢你。
Oh, Lord, we need you. We thank you, Lord.
神借着你不仅仅叫我们有份于这伟大的救恩。
Lord Jesus, through you, God has caused us to have be partaker of this great salvation.
也借着你叫我们有份于神永远的旨意。
And through you, now we are partakers of the eternal purpose of God.
哦，耶稣，我们在这里。
Oh, Jesus, we are all here.
人人都需要耶稣。
And every person needs Jesus.
不光没有信你的需要耶稣，主啊，连我这多日成为你儿女的我也需要耶稣。今天早上我们带着我们的本相，没有任何的虚假，没有任何的掩藏，
主，
我们来到你的面前。我的心单单的渴慕你，我的灵要单单的来侍奉你。
My spirit will serve you and you alone.
Oh, 耶稣。
Jesus.
再来。
神把我的心切慕你的如血如细水。
让我们带着诚心和充足的信心再回到主的面前。
With the fullness of assurance and of faith, come before your God.
主啊，把我从一切世界的诱惑、自己的软弱、肉体的败坏里面拯救出来。
Oh Jesus, deliver me out of the temptation of this world and the weaknesses of my flesh and save me.
让我们看见你的救恩何等的伟大。
When we see how great is your salvation.
你从来没有改变。
You've never changed.
你直到今天仍然要把我们带进这有福的旨意里。
To this very day, you want to lead us into your glorious purpose.
让我们不仅仅在基督里承受诸天一切的祝福。
Not only do we come to the place when we may inherit all the blessings from heaven.
让我们在基督里享受这最伟大的生命。
But in Christ, we may enjoy this wonderful life.
基督成了我的生命。
That Christ is my life.
他成了我的圣洁，成了我的慈、公义、良善和智慧。
He's my holiness, my righteousness, my peace, and my wisdom.
耶稣啊，你是我唯一所需要的。
Jesus, you alone is what I need.
你是我唯一所爱的。
You alone is what I love.
主啊，就在这个时候，我再把我自己、把我的家都奉献给你。
Lord Jesus, at this very moment, I offer myself, my family to you.
你要拆毁一切隔断的墙。
Lord, come and remove every middle separation wall.
废掉所有的冤仇、误会和伤害。
Remove all the enmity and every harm that is in our way.
哦，耶稣，让我们在你爱的里面。
Jesus, and in your love.
我们被带回这伟大的一里面。
We may be brought back to this wonderful.
不仅仅那一天，你要叫万有在基督里同归于一。
Not only on that day, you're going to bring all things into unity in Christ.
今天你就让我们在你里面享受这伟大的意义。
But today, that we may enjoy this unity now. Thank you, God.
Oh, 耶稣。
Thank you, God. You alone, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.主正行走在我们中间。
I know that our Lord walks in our midst now.
我也知道很多人渴慕能够更多的来亲近他。
I know there are a lot of people that wants to draw near to Him more and more.
所以如果你有需要，你要先离开，请安安静静的离开。
So if you have needs that you need to leave, please leave quietly.
如果你需要有更多的时间在这里向他降服，来亲近他，你。自由地留在这里。
If you want more time of yielding to the Lord and worshiping Him, feel free to stay.
你甚至可以到讲台面前，在这边的很多的地方，找个地方安静下来，跪下来，来亲近我们的神。
Feel free to come up, kneel down before the Lord, find your own private place and draw near to the Lord.
让他用最美的爱情再来浇灌我们。
With the most beautiful love, that He would come and fill you up.
让他自己再来满足我们。
That He Himself.Be your satisfaction.
让他那释放的灵教我们自由，我们就真自由了。
That His Spirit that can set you free can truly bring you liberty.
Oh, 主啊，赞美你。
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
我们可以再有一段安静的时间哈，要离开的可以安静。
Thank you. give.